computer clock here. And
okay. So I'm going to call this meeting. I'm going to leave you guys now.
Okay.
You're both co-hosts. You can mute each other.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're calling this to order at 2:02. Let's call. This is the meeting of the Board of Selectmen Appointment Committee. Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2020, and it's our virtual meeting held in executive order. So, to order at 2:02 p.m. First order of business is the public forum. I'm hearing any public, so we're going to move past that. And we're going to review applications committees with vacancies. See any,
right. We had a separate one there that was for,
Is that for WPCA?
Yes, I think it was. And we had the, Cole,
Yep, Cole von Richthofen. Yeah.
So,
boy, he looks good.
Boy, he looks good.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to sound trashy, and since this is being recorded, I probably shouldn't say it. Let me think about a good way to say it.
Okay.
I did notice that he's got some professional mark.
Yeah.
Time. So I'm wondering if, say, for example, the Economic Development Authority's video or whatever it is they're working, if that may be better.
The website.
I'm sorry.
If
that may be a better use of his talents. I realize we only have him through the summer. I believe.
Okay, yeah. I thought, well, maybe we can reach out. I'll reach out to him. I'd like
and,
to.
And he did check off the EDA on his application there.
Okay. I don't think we have an opening on the EDA. Except, although, Lisa, can we unmute you for a minute and see?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Do we have an opening for an alternate on the EDA?
Let me take a peek at that. I know we corresponded back and forth on email with Cole, and there were a number of interests that he had as far as some of the openings. And then I went through and looked to see what availability we had based on his interests. And he narrowed them down to three. So I'm pulling up email as I'm talking to you. And then he gave his number one preference as the WPCA.
Really?
Yes, wow. Yes, he did. So that was his first choice. There are three vacancies currently on WPCA. So that certainly does line up with an option there.
Yeah, we need to do that. Okay.
Very persuasive.
But one of those three was EDA?
I'm looking right now. He himself had marked off several, not knowing what the availabilities were. I know I forwarded you some emails on him, Bob Bessel, and that's what I'm kind of scrolling through right now to see if I can find them.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and vote on appointing Cole to be a member of the WPCA for a term to expire on June 30th, 2021.
That was the follow-on question. Is it in his, where was it, his cover letter or something where he said that he was looking for a kind of a internship type of thing. So I thought he was going to be available just for the summer. Did I misread that? Yeah, current employer available seeking summer employment can provide references to prior jobs if needed.
Well, it sounds like Lisa, he knows this is going to go through this time next year.
Yes, he does. And I am also, I pulled up the Economic Development Agency. There are no vacancies on that commission right now, so that would not be an opportunity for him, even if his skill set aligns with that. So that one was taken off the table. As far as WPCA, that is his first interest. There are opportunities for individuals to, once they kind of get their feet wet and feel what it's like and the amount of responsibility required to be on a committee, sometimes there are opportunities and they have interest in being on a second committee, assuming there are no conflicts associated with that.
Gotcha.
So maybe with someone like Cole, once he finishes, he's in the midst of graduating school and he was taking finals and he had a lot of different things going on per his emails and his application. But he's in town and looking to make a difference and do more. And so this might be a nice first step for him.
Great. Okay.
Good. Yep.
All right. So I guess I'll move that.
A second.
Right. Fair. So he is appointed. And I think our second order of business is to this other. I don't think we have any others. So let's go to reappointments, and I'll move that we adopt the consent agenda with all of these reappointments here. I've gone through them, and they all look good to me.
Yeah, me also. So yeah. Okay, you said consent agenda, but okay. We just say that since it's just you and I think we would just, I would move that we make all of the reappointments that are in our package.
Yep.
This is under item D, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll second that. All in favor? Aye. Okay. One note, Lisa, on reappointment. Letter N as in no. Change Katie Lucas's last name to Lukas.
Will do.
Okay. So I think the next order of business is to approve the minutes. So do we want to approve the minutes?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember who wrote those minutes. They don't look like Lisa's.
They might have had something to do with me. I like them. You know, I think they're great.
I am for I have to confess, now that we mention it, I don't think, were they sent separately? I don't see them on my email attachment.
I thought they were. Lisa, you sent those out.
I thought I did, yeah. I'm going to go back and look.
Yeah, would they be a PDF or a Word document? Because I don't see them on my list at all of my things opened here. Here we go.
Okay, I know. There are quite a few attachments.
Right.
I think there's about 14 on that email.
Right.
So
yeah.
Keep scrolling for a moment. If not, I can certainly send it to you right now. I'm pulling it up.
Would you please?
Yes. I'm pulling them right up right now on my computer and emailing them to you both.
Okay.
Just in case you need that in front of you. Give me one second here.
Yeah. Please add poem address, ourvessel@yahoo.com.
ourvessel@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and that will allow me to, so that's the window I have open here.
Okay.
That way I can look at it much faster.
Okay. There would be the February minutes.
Yeah, February 8th.
Okay. And Warren, same email address for you as usual?
Correct. Yes, it's the usual town email, yeah.
Okay. Appointments Committee 2020. February 18th, 2020. Draft minutes being emailed to you right this moment.
Okay, perfect.
So I went up to my office upstairs where I am, where I like starting to do my the town meetings from. Only the upstairs computer, as I turned it on, decided, oh, it's time for your update. It's been chugging away. So,
oh yeah.
So yeah, I'm still working out how to do this. Is that I've got, you know, I've got my laptop that I'm working on now, and I'd like to have all of the documents, the way I would do it in a normal meeting, I'd have all the documents open on the laptop, and then I could look off to the side and interact with everybody, and that's what I'm trying to replicate here.
Yeah. Tough to get them all in sync.
Yeah.
I see these... Boy, I'll tell you, this was a great job. Warren, have you taken a look?
I just got them. I'm just going in here. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Yes, I move that we appoint. Approve the appointment committee special meeting minutes from Tuesday, February 18th, 2020.
Okay. And I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That passes. And then we just need a motion to adjourn. I'll move that we adjourn at 2:16 p.m.
Second.
Warren, are you?
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we are adjourned.
Okay.